Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Oh, this is unbelievable. Unmute my audio. You click on it.
What?
Click on it. It's saying unmute my audio.
Sure, I know how a Zoom call works.
Yeah, okay. I'm on... This is absolutely ridiculous. Unmute. Unmute. The meeting has been recorded. Okay. Unmute. This is on Zoom. Unmute. It says mute. Unmute. Unmute. I'm unmuted now.
Hello? Oh, fantastic.
Fingers crossed, Simon Cowell is over there. That is unbelievable.
Hello?
Hello, Simon Cowell?
Hello.
Hello there. My name is Ray Foley here in Today FM. Ladies and gentlemen, Simon Cowell is on with us.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm delighted to talk to you. How are you today?
Yeah, likewise. I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
And how are you?
I'm good. We had a nightmare situation there, and we were trying to mute and unmute and connect you via Zoom. And
oh, I know.
We're here now. We're here. We can talk.
I know. Well, we were going to do this on Zoom, but then I was thinking, normally whenever we do Zooms, they crash. So we're doing the safe way.
Yeah, this is where it works out much better. Well, lovely to talk to you. Where in the world are you right now, Simon Cowell?
I am in the countryside in a place called the Cotswolds, which is just beautiful. All I can see is trees. It's kind of like one of my favourite places in the world.
Fantastic. Because you could be anywhere. Like, you could be in, I don't know, Miami or Florida or the North Pole. If it's, but you're back home in the UK and enjoying a bit of English sunshine. You're coming to Dublin pretty soon.
Yeah.
You're looking for a new boy band. Is that right?
Yeah. We made a decision about a year ago because there hasn't been a successful UK band or Irish band really since One Direction. And that was the last band I put together. And I thought, you know what, why don't we just do it and try and find one? Because they're not going to come to me. And the only way in the past I've ever done it is exactly what I'm doing today. I just used to go out on the road and see as many people as possible and pray you find the right people. I think, is the only way to do it. And we had to put Dublin on the map.
Well, of course, you've had such success in finding talent in Ireland. Is this have you decided exactly what it is you're looking for? Is it going to be a boy band? Is it going to be a mix? Do you know how many members you need? What are you looking for?
Well, it's definitely going to be a boy band. Okay. A lot of people ask me this question, what are you looking for? I mean, the best example I could give is honestly One Direction, because I think they are the best boy band of all time. There was something about each one of them. They were all individually talented. Collectively, they were just brilliant. They were fun, talented, and we had the best time working together. And I really, really miss it. And that's why I decided, you know what, I'm going to risk it and I'm just going to do it.
What do you miss about working with them? Was, I suppose, being the biggest band in the world, I mean, part of that, that wave, that tidal wave, was amazing.
Yeah, I have so many great memories. I have memories of the day we put them in the band, the day they first auditioned for me as a band. I remember them not winning, and it was like honestly at that moment, I was so unhappy because I thought they were going to win. And then the following day, they came into my label, and I said, we're signing you anyway. And that was just a brilliant feeling. I remember hearing their first record. I remember making their movie. I remember going to the premiere of their movie. So everything about that time, it was just brilliant. And I miss it. And I think if we could find a group of people like that again with those kind of records, I really, really think there's a massive opportunity here. I can just feel it.
That's it. It's fascinating, right? Because I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, that man needs to be going out and putting another boy band together after all he's done. Like a hole in the head. He doesn't need to be doing this.
Well, you know what? I've done it in a way as well, because I'm working with a company who make Drive to Survive, you know, the F1 show, which I think is brilliant. And I went to see them and I said, look, I'm going to do this with or without cameras, but do you think it would make a good documentary? And they went, are you prepared to show everything? I went, absolutely everything. And they went, right, we're in. So we've done a deal with them. So this is going to be a documentary that's going on one of the big streamers, which is going to show this whole process of when we came up with the idea, putting the team together, deciding what cities we're going to go to, and then what happens when we go into the cities. And you know, why I'm doing all these radio interviews today is to get the word out, which is it really, really is worthwhile turning up. Because if it works, you know, it's honestly a fun, and it's the best way of getting into the music business. Because right now, there just aren't enough new people being signed for whatever reason. And that's depressing.
Yeah. I was going to get into that. I was watching, it comes up regularly, Niall Horan's audition video. And you look at it, it was like, it's hard to believe it was 14 years ago. It was so long ago. But my God, it's not just time. It's everything seems to have changed in the business that you have been in for so long. How is it going to change in terms of finding this new band?
I think people are going to understand that just by posting a video online and putting it on social media, you're competing on a daily basis with 200,000 other people. So the odds just aren't in your favor. And record labels aren't, you know, looking you know, at these videos. They have a department where if a song pops in a certain country, based on algorithms, then the record label gets the data, finds out who it is, and that's how people are getting signed. Mm. And that, again, I find quite depressing. I still believe if you want to find people, you've got to meet them. They've got to meet me. I think even if you turn up, it shows that you're ambitious. And like I said, I always said to people over the years, to anyone who says to me, what advice would you give me because I want to be in the music business? I always say to them, start off in a band and then you'll find your feet, you'll find your, you know, lane or whatever you want to call it, and you got a better shot.
Yeah.
And in the past, you know, exactly what I'm doing today is what I did 30 years ago, 40 years ago. We just used to do this month after month after month, and we would always be in different cities, always auditioning people. And when it works, it's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, it's the alchemy, I suppose. You know, Louis's got a band. He's got a boy band. Will you be will you be talking to him? Have you looked at them? Or if you, or when you're visiting Dublin, will you be giving Louis a call?
Well, I am going to give Louis a call, and whether he likes it or not, I'm going to drag him into the audition rooms because, you know, we've had so much fun together, him and I, and, you know, we will always be friends. I mean, and to be fair, you know, he put together Westlife. The first time I saw them, I didn't like them. He changed some of the people. The second time I saw them, and it's a true story, within 30 seconds, I turned around to him and I said, right, it's done. I'm going to offer you a deal. And we signed them the following week.
And the rest is history. And they're still going. They're still touring all over the world.
Exactly. And they're making a lot of money. They're selling out stadiums. And, you know, I think if they had tried to do this as solo artists, they would have found it really, really difficult. But something changes when you're in a group. If you get that right dynamic, it's so much easier and it's a lot more fun. And it's fun for me as well. And I do miss it, which is why, you know, I decided to do this.
Are you aware of the, or do you have control over the Simon Cowell effect, though? Because you can imagine after your decades in the business and your identity on the TV that you're talking about these young talents coming in and being terrified of seeing the TV persona. Do you rein it in for these kind of auditions?
Oh, definitely. We've worked out we have to see in the region of 500, 600 people a day. So they're going to be quick. And I would say to anyone who's thinking about it, give it a shot. Because it's like, you know, when I decided to do this, you know, there were moments when I went, do I really want to do this? It's risky. It could go horribly wrong. But then there was something saying to me, you know what? Do it. Because there is a gap in the market. I've had success in the past. I still think One Direction, if they're around today, with those records, they really would be as successful. And it's a funny story. My son, who's 10, about two or three years ago, because he loves music, he said, well, Dad, come and listen to this record. And he plays me a One Direction record. He said, what do you think? I said, well, yeah, it's great. I said, you know, I know them. And he went, how? I said, well, I work with them. And he just looked at me. I don't think he believed me.
Much like you, and, Eric, and I created them.
Yeah, it was very funny because Harry Styles called me the other day just to say hello, and that night I said, I was talking to Harry Styles earlier. No, you didn't. I said, well, yes, I did. He called me. Well, why would he call you? To say hello. I mean, people do that. So it was just very funny. So I'm going to actually bring him to some of the auditions.
Amazing. Would you let him go and do... I'm conscious we're out of time. All of your people, I'm sure, are going to be flashing on the screen. Would you let him go forward if he was a little bit older? Would you let him audition?
Well, he's taking drumming lessons at the moment, and he's actually really, really good. He's got natural rhythm, and he loves it, which is an important part. If he said to me, Dad, I want to be a drummer, and if I thought he was good enough, I would say 100% do it.
Yeah, well, in fairness, if Simon Cowell says you're good enough, you're definitely going to do okay in the business. Sir, I've taken up so much of your time. My apologies to your people, I'm sure. The Dublin auditions...
No, don't apologise.
Don't apologise to them. I'll apologise to you at least. The 29th and 29th of July...
28th and 29th.
28th yep. and 29th, yeah.
28th, 29th of July, and if you go to simonneedsyou.com, it'll have the venue. And like I said, don't overthink it. Just have a fun day, because it's a day you're always going to remember. And if you don't do it, you're going to regret not coming.
Yeah. If you're thinking about it, go for it. Dive in. Simonneedsyou.com.
Yeah, exactly. Just go for it.
Cheers, sir. Go on. Enjoy your sunshine. Enjoy the Cotswolds. And we'll see you when you're in Dublin very shortly.
Look forward to it.
Cheers, man. All the best.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye. Simon Cowell was on.
He was on the show.
Simon Cowell came on.
Was that Simon?
SimonNeedsYou.com is the website. And thanks to Simon Cowell. Don't know what for. Sounded very like him.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.